Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Have some questions to get to in a moment, but first we want to express our condolences and send thoughts and prayers to everyone impacted by the shooting in Las Vegas. Earlier this week, it seems trivial to talk about football when something like that is hanging over the nation. Thoughts and prayers to everyone involved. All right, let's get to work. Question number one comes from Jerry. We gave ourselves a chance to win and the defense was dominant, but right now, the potential of losing Cook hurts. Can you give us fans some optimism moving forwards? There are a lot of reasons for optimism yet for the Vikings in 2017. Remember, we have one of the best defenses in the NFL. The defense travels, so they'll come with us to Soldier Field to play the Bears. I think we got a good shot to go in there and give the Bears a good game. But also on offense, we still have some playmakers. Rudy, Thielen, Diggs, all having really good seasons. This is Latavius Murray's time to shine, and I love the improvement of the offensive line. Still reasons to be optimistic. Our games are not being canceled, folks. We're going to play all of them, and we're going to give every team our best shot. The next question comes from Corey. What are the chances we go out and find another playmaker? Like Adrian Peterson? Woo, what a juicy storyline that would be. I don't think it'll happen, and I don't think the Vikings are going to go to the trade market or the street to try and find new playmakers. As we talked about in the first question, we've got plenty of them right here. And remember, Michael Floyd is eligible to come back this week against the Chicago Bears. It will be fun to see if he can infuse some pop in the passing game. Let's go to Twitter for the next question. Always a fun place to go after we lose. The question comes from Eric. Do you think we can win another game with Keenum? He played horrible. I don't think Keenum played horrible. He did a lot of good things against the Detroit Lions, but like everyone else on the team, Case can play better. Yes, I think we can win another game with Keenum. After the Pittsburgh game, everyone wanted Kyle Sloter. After the Bucks game, everyone wanted Keenum to stay the starter, and now all of a sudden we can't win another game with him? It's a little bit too much. It's all about correcting mistakes and coming back and improving the next week. I think Case can do that if he has to play against the Bears. The next question comes from Herman in Alabama. Even though I'm disappointed with the loss, I was happy to see the defense dominate. Now is the time for Bradford and Murray to show their stuff. Are they ready for the test? Yeah, those guys are veterans. I don't worry about them being able to step up if their number is called. But let's talk about that defense. Against the Detroit Lions, very good. 6 sacks of Matthew Stafford, including 2 from Danielle Hunter, and Everson Griffin got another one. Those two guys are playing really well. Congrats to Linval Joseph. He got his first sack. The Vikings on third down defense got off the field 10 of 13 times. Really good effort by the defense against the Lions, something we've seen all season from that group. Now, I'm going to nitpick on that defense. We need those interceptions. Too many dropped interceptions. Those are turnovers, and those can give the offense a short field. When the offense is struggling to generate rhythm, a short field is just what the doctor ordered. If the defense can give the offense a few short fields, I think we'll be on to something. The next question comes from MKB. These NFC North games are going to be dogfights. Need to make plays, no doubt. Vikings did leave some plays on the field. They definitely did. The Vikings were not as opportunistic as were the Lions. The Lions scored 10 points off those 3 turnovers of ours. We dropped 3 interceptions. We missed some field goals. We had opportunities to take control of that game, and we just didn't do it. And that's the key. You got to make plays when they're there to be made. 10 of Mike Zimmer's 19 games against division opponents have been one-score games. You're exactly right. Division games are dogfights. Final question comes from Chris in Utah. The Bears just announced that rookie Mitchell Trubisky will make his first start at quarterback on Monday night. Do you believe Zimmer and his staff and players will deem it as feeding time? Well, remember, the Bears didn't announce it. It was reported that Trubisky will start. If that is the case, I still don't think the Vikings will be sitting there licking their chops on defense. They have to worry about themselves first, fix their own issues. One thing to watch, the run defense. Jordan Howard had 2 really good games against the Vikings last season. Look at these highlights. Aren't they ugly? More like lowlights. So we got to fix that run defense and guard Jordan Howard. Keep him from ruining the game. If we can do that, then we can try to get after the rookie. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for watching, and thanks for submitting your questions. Please continue to do so, because we'll be back next week, a day later, after the Vikings' Monday Night Football game to talk about, hopefully, a big win as we go to 3-2. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com. We had Anthony Barr wired for sound against the Detroit Lions, and it was really cool, and he played really well, so you're going to like it. Go to the website right now to check it out. See you next week.